Okay, tonight is Monday night, January 1st. This is the Gemara Shir, we're up to Moed Katan, Yud Dalet Amud Beis.
Okay, Rabotai, before we continue with the Gemara, the sheet that I gave out last week, one of the sheets, happened to have had a tshuva of Rav Moshe, which we looked at, about ripping after Chatzos, but somebody noticed that there was another tshuva which is very interesting and asked if we can just look at it, which we are doing, which is page 1A. Rav Moshe deals with the issue Americans who go to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif and they don't daven in Rinat, so they will observe 2 days Yontif. The question is, can they make a minyan to daven following the schedule of Chutz Laaretz? So if it's the first day, let's say it's Sukkot, so the second day of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael is Chol HaMoed. So should they make a minyan and daven Yontif davening? Not much difference. You say Elaine, you say you daven Musaf. You'll actually say the same thing in the Korban Musaf, will be the same thing anyhow. But at the end of Yontif, there will be a big difference. The eighth day is Yom Chol, and for Bnei Chutz Laaretz who observe 2 days, it would be Yontif. So there would be a big difference, whether they put on tefillin, because it's not Chol HaMoed anymore, who put on tefillin, daven a weekday davening, or do you daven Shel Yontif? So Rav Moshe writes, and then he has a second half to the questions, we'll read it.
His Havamina, they should daven the Yechidus?
Yes. But he says everybody does it, so it's like the other case. That's why he probably put this together, because he's put together a couple of questions where the halacha may not be that way, but people are doing it. B'nei Chutz Laaretz, hanimtzim b'Eretz Yisrael, im ya'asu minyan, b'yantav sheni, should they make a special yantav sheni? Now in the great synagogue, they advertise that downstairs in the Beit Midrash, they have a yantav sheni davening in the Beit Knesset HaGadol.
Across the street from the plaza.
What?
Across the street from the plaza.
Right.
That's the whole crowd over there.
That's correct, because they have an agreement with the plaza, has an agreement they now not have a minion in the plaza. So that's why they're accommodating the plaza people. V'im yivarech lahem kohen beren Eretz Yisrael birchat kohanim b'tfilas musaf. Whether or not a kohen who is an Israeli, can that kohen recite birchat kohanim for them in tfilas musaf? So this question is on the last day of Yontif, when this guy for him is a weekday. So can he recite? Not question. Can he recite birchat kohanim in shacharis? Of course he can, because everybody has to daven shacharis. But he's not davening musaf. It's Yontif. It's chol. It's the last day of Yontif. It's what we would call Simchas Torah.
The kohanim in Eretz Yisrael do it every day anyway.
I know, but he said he will have davened, but only once on a plain weekday, not twice. But it's a very difficult. He says it's no real question, because the Shulchan Aruch says that if a kohen benches recites Birchas Kohanim one minyan, then they come to an, he's allowed to recite it multiple times. It's not a problem. So I don't understand what the big deal is, but he tries to explain what the question is. Says Rav Moshe, Ubaha de'ein makpidin b'Yerushalayim shebnei chutz laaretz hanintzim sham osim minyan b'yantav sheni v'koyin kriyas ha-Torah, that apparently in Yerushalayim there is no kepeda, no concern about making a minyan, and they read the Yontif davening, the afshehu Shabbos, even if the last day, the second day of Yontif is Shabbos. So what are they learning in Eretz Yisrael? The regular parsha. So if it would be in Eretz Yisrael, it would be Shabbos Bereishis. It would be Bereishis. Ein korin parshas hashavua ela kriya dechag. What do they do? They don't read the parshas hashavua. Like this year, Pesach ends on a Friday, and in Eretz Yisrael, that Shabbos is the second day of Yom Tov in America. That day, they'll reign in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be reading Parsha Shmini already. A week before, we'll be reading Parsha Shmini. So, is that okay? Is that okay? So he writes, they do it, Af Shehu Davar Befarhesia, even though it's a very public, nature. To have a minyan together is very public. And who cares if it's public? Because the Shulchan Aruch writes only in the reverse way. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch only deals with Israelis coming to America, how many days Yom Tov they should observe. He never ever discusses the case of Americans who come to Eretz Yisrael, should they observe 2 days or 1 day Yom Tov?
Probably more common.
But at least the Shulchan Aruch should have discussed it, and he didn't. And the Mechaber paskins that the Israelis should observe only 1 day Yom Tov in here, but he's not permitted to do malacha b'farhesia. Because if there is one standard practice here in America, you as a member of Shomer Torah Mitzvos shouldn't be doing something different than they are doing. So to drive a car in public is prohibited according to the Mechaber for any Eretz Yisrael visitor. Ulichora, and this practice, says Rav Moshe, hu davar tamua. The davar hana'ase ba'asara kosher lehachshiv ze davar shebitzina. It's a little difficult to identify a minyan which must have 10 people present to identify that as a private concern. It's not. Shelochein asur la'asosa b'pnei hamachloikis. And the reason why you're not permitted to do anything b'farhesia is because it will engender machlokes, all types of fights. Hey, this guy's working today? What do you mean he's working? Today's Yom Tov. Why is he working? And it'll cause all kinds of fights. Aval b'sharei tshuva simin tav tzadik vav mefurash shebnei chutz laretz ha'olim le'eretz Yisrael lezu hara. I'm not sure what that word means. Lezuhara, I'm not quite sure, but what it means is that bnei chutzot who come to Eretz Yisrael shehayu mispalalin b'tzibur b'yantiv sheini tefilas yantiv v'lo haya lohem koyin gadol mechutz laaretz hore maharam ben chaviv sheyachol kohen mibnei Eretz Yisrael la'alos leduchan ulevarech lohem. They can, a koyin from Eretz Yisrael come up and do him. Harei nimtzah shegam pirsumu hadavar v'hispalalu lifnei bnei Eretz Yisrael. Not only did they daven amongst themselves, they even davened in the presence of Israelis. That's certainly b'farhesia. That's in your face. You lucky guy. We're the unlucky guys. We have to observe a second day Yom Tov. If you wanted to be in line with the psak of the Mechaber, you'll have to claim that a minyan of 10 people, even with a couple of Israelis present, is considered a davar shebitzina. V'tzarech iyun. And Rav Moshe says, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. Because often, b'farhesia and b'tzina is not defined whether it's in public or in private. For example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I find out the famous Gemara of Yehoreg v'al Yavar. So the Gemara says that for 610 Averot or Mitzvot in the Torah, if a Gentile asks you to observe them or get killed, you're supposed to desecrate that particular Avera. That's what you're supposed to do. However, if it's b'farhesia, then there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And what is b'farhesia defined as? 10 people. And it's got nothing to do with the fact that it happens to be in your house. As long as there are 10 people present, that by definition is considered Befarhesia, and you are obligated to be Moser Nefesh rather than transgress under those circumstances. Therefore, Rav Moshe says, it's Tzorachian. I just don't understand it, but the practice is that that's what people do. Al kol panim lema'aseh hokvar osu kein. They did so below Cholek Alzeh. I haven't seen anybody who wrote any articles or something telling them not to make a minyan and daven Tfilas Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael on a day which is either Chol HaMoed or Yom Chol. Umemela, Kevan She'osin Zeh Kedina, since they are doing something in harmony with the accepted din and practice in Eretz Yisrael, Yecholin Kol Mi Shabal Mechutz La'aretz La'alos LaTorah LeKriya D'Yom Tov. Anybody who is joining that minyan has a right to get called up to the Torah, even though they're laning, not whatever they're laning in Eretz Yisrael, but they are laning in the Chutz La'aretz thing. And this, I'm surprised Rav Moshe doesn't elaborate even further on the Kriyas HaTorah. I could have understood that you want to daven Yom Tov davening, be my guest. Be my guest. Because after all, Tfilah is a Chayvas Yachid. The obligation upon anyone to daven is an individual obligation. Tfilah B'tzibur might be an obligation, might just be an opportunity to kiyum, to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. That's the stampash. There's no chiyuv to daven with a minyan. There's a chayva to daven. So when there's a chayva to daven, I understand why you want to daven what you're supposed to be davening, and for you, you're a ben chutz laretz. But Kriyas HaTorah, according to most authorities, is not a chayvas yachid. Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvas tzibur, namely. There's no obligation upon us to lain. The obligation is, if there is a minyan, the minyan must read the Torah Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. But it's a chayvas hatzibur. So once, and it really makes no difference what you're laning. As long as you do something for that's appropriate for that particular day. So perhaps Rav Moshe should have argued that, you know what, you want to have a minyan, fine. But Kriyas HaTorah, there's no downside to read what the Israelis are reading. Unless it happens to be the eighth day of Yontav, when there is nothing. It's, let's say Yontav ends on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then there is nothing. Okay, so then you have to read your Yontav laning. But if it's Chol HaMoed, or the second day of Yontav, what's so terrible about reading instead of the first day of Yontav, let's say of Pesach, we read Mishchu Kichu Lachem Tzayin, and then we start reading for the Chol HaMoed things.
Kadesh.
What?
Kadesh
Li Kol B'chor. What would be so terrible if you read, like you do in Eretz Yisrael, like you do in Chutzal, Shor Ches HaBoeis? So you didn't read Shor Ches HaBoeis. You read Kadesh Li Kol B'chor. What's so terrible about that for a Yontif day even? It's a little difficult to understand that.
This would make it confusing.
What?
It would just make it confusing.
Yeah, okay.
When you're reading this, when next time.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. But Kriyas HaTorah is actually the least problematic, is the most problematic of making the switch to Ben Chutz La'aretz, because there is no real chiyuv. Even though it's well known that Rab Chaim, when he used to travel in Europe, and his train was going to be riding a whole through Monday, he would get off the train at the stop on Monday, gather together 9 other people, and make Kriyas HaTorah so that he can hear Kriyas HaTorah and then get back on the train on the next train. Or he told the train to wait, maybe the train wait for Rav Chaim, you know. Who knows? Because it looked like he felt it was a Chavas Yachid, even though the Rav said, I disagree with Chempa. Don't think it is. But anyhow, continues Rav Chaim. Umimela. What?
Rav Moshe,
right. Acharei Kisvi, after I just wrote these lines, Heviu Lefanai Sefer Avkas Rochel Lehabes Yosef Simin Chavav. Avkas Rochel are the tshuvos of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the responsa that he wrote. And what did he write there? Shekosav shekein nohagu mimei kedem shemispalalim v'tzibur u'befarhesya. That they read, that they davened, yontav davening in Eretz Yisrael for the Bnei Chutz Laretz who came to Eretz Yisrael. This is in the 1500s. That's a long time ago to have, you know, people coming from Chutz Laretz. I guess from certain close, nobody came from America, probably not from many from Europe either, but certainly from the surrounding countries, maybe from Syria or Yemen or things like that, people may have come. And the Mechaba said that they used to daven b'tzibu b'farhesya. Mishum da'al yishane hu rak b'malacha. The fact that the Gemara says that you're not supposed to be mishana from the minhag makom, that if they work, you can work. But if you don't, if they don't work, you can't work, is only in relationship to malacha. It's got nothing to do with Kriya Satoira. Why? The efshar lemeipak mina churba kishemishana, because all hell can break loose if you have different practices about working. So if you come to Chutz Laretz and you and everybody else is not working, so if you're working, you gain a clear advantage by the fact that you work and they're not working. So that can lead to a whole taharam. So therefore, the halacha is that if you come to America, you're not supposed to work mipnei hamachloikis. But v'loy l'tfila, that doesn't operate with davening. Because you think anybody really cares if you're here or there, that you're not davening the exact same thing? That if we're davening a yontif davening, he's going to daven a weekday davening, or vice versa. He's going to daven a weekday davening, we're going to You think anybody really cares? You don't gain any advantage. It's not like keeping a store open or doing some work to raise some money. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, it doesn't apply. Says Rav Moshe, v'hu chiddush gadol. I think that that's a big chiddush, that you're going to start discriminating and say this Al Yishana applies, and this Al Yishana does not apply. Right. Al Kolponim Hadin Emes V'Asu Kein Meos Bishanim Koidim HaBeis Yosef. And this apparently was done even well before the Beis Yosef's time. V'Tamua, and I'm a little puzzled, Mashalohei V'Zei B'Shulchan Aruch. How come the Mechaber never quoted this at all? V'lachein lema'aseh tzrichin lasos b'tzibur avalo b'fahesya. So what should they do? They can make a minion, but don't make a big deal about it, says Rav Moshe.
I thought you said that tzibur is the definition.
I know, that's what he said. But since they allow that, I'm going to resort to another definition of b'fahesya. What is b'fahesya? Well, it's everybody when it's in the street. That you shouldn't do. But if you have 10 people in your hotel room, that's perfectly okay. But the Beit Knesset HaGadol making an advertisement, that would be a violation, according to Rav Moshe, of B'fahesya. Agav ani mazkir, mashetamu ali, I'm also going to mention, which I'm perplexed with, mashedonin sham, im kohen ben Eretz Yisrael, yachol levarech birchas kahana b'tfilas musim. Lo muvan kolkach. I don't quite understand it. The afim akoyin be'eret Yisrael humi makom she'ein nosin kapeim ela b'yantov. If he happens to be in Eretz Yisrael, in a community in Eretz Yisrael where they only recite Berchas Kahanim on Yantov, I don't know of a community in Eretz Yisrael. I know that there are some that only do it on Shabbos. They don't do all week. In Haifa, Rav Shari Yashiv Kohen always held that the minhag in Haifa was only on Shabbos. But I don't know anybody in Eretz Yisrael who limits Berchas Kahanim only to Yontif. But assuming there is, Nami, Kevon Shemidina Tzrichim Kohanim Lasos Nesias Kapayim Bechal Yom, Lo Shayech Le'esor. The mitzvah Berchas Kahanim makes no difference whether it's Yontif, weekday, the mitzvah is to bread. The Gam, Hoyoser Shayech, she is Damin Zeb Yerushalayim, Shirov ha'orcha mi'chutz la'aretz nimtzoim sham. Where do all guests, all these Americans come? They don't go to Tel Aviv. They go to Yerushalayim. Asher haminag b'Yerushalayim shenosim kapayim b'chol yam. Their Berachas Kahanim is every day. Umasha omer b'ni harav hagoyin Reb David, my son Reb David Feinstein told me, dehu mishum de lahakoein ein ze Berachas avoida. If you're asking the Kayan to duchen for you, what? For Musaf, that's not Birchas Avoida for him. Why is it not Birchas Avoida? Because there is no Korban Musaf for him today in Eretz Yisrael. So Reb David suggested that the reason why there might be some reluctance to ask a Kohen is because the halacha is all of Nesias Kapayim has to initiate with Avoida. That's what the Gemara says. Kol Kohen Shelo Oka Ragla Biritzei Shuv Lo Ya'aleh. That if a Kohen is lazy and he doesn't go out to wash, does nothing, he's sitting there in his chair and the Chazan starts Ritzei and then he gives himself a clap in the cup. Oi, I'm a Kohen. He doesn't go up anymore. Because he has to make a demonstration that Birchas Kahanim was part of the Avoida, part of the Tefillah. So here too, this Ritzei is not a Ritzei of Avoida for him, because there is no Korban Musaf today. That's what his son Reb David suggested. Aga Urcha, Mr. Goldbike. You were one of the 12 people or 8 people at the Rav Moshe breakfast. So if you want to have a successful breakfast, not like the last 20 years where 12 people come, the same 12 all the time, ask him to get Reb David to come to Teaneck to give a shiur. I will guarantee, if we have it in Renach, the shul will be packed. I'll guarantee it. Because he has a tremendous reputation as a Talmud Chacham. He can take a shiloh that he asked his father or something, or you know, go through one of the existing shul. People will come for him. Reb Ruvain, he should be well, but he's not much of a darshan, and he never gives any dvar halacha, just that little musar type of thing, and that's why the same 12 people come. So, since you went to MTJ,
I did not. No.
Oh, so why did you come? The other 8 people either lived on the east side or went to MTJ. One of the two.
My father was like shamish through a motion.
Really? Yeah. Okay. That's well worth it. But they should send Reb David Feinstein. So the excuse is he doesn't leave the east side. That's the excuse. Okay, tell him L'toivas HaYeshiva, not because of him. L'toivas HaYeshiva. He should come. So I told it to Mark, I told it to all the other 8 people, the same thing. They tell to him every year. This is his health condition. So anyhow, lo muvan. Yeah, fine. Asher aminik b'yushem sh'noyskal, u'masha omerad, de'ein zeh berchas avoida, mishu meleka tfilas ha'musafen l'didei, shehu ben Eretz Yisrael. V'hu kavanas mahara ha'levi, shehevi ha'sharei tshuva sham, shemistapek bozeh. The Sharei Tshuva actually mentions that it's not called berchas avoida for somebody who is not obligated to daven musa. Shekosav lefi shebnei chutz laretz hamispalin yom zet filas hamusafin hu ayom chol bnei eretz Yisrael v'lo shaycha avoda gabei lichora kevon she'af hakohen shelo ispalel kan ubal beis hakneses kishayimer ritzei yachol lisa eskapov. Even a kohen who doesn't daven here, but if he walks in before ritzei, he is allowed to duchen. It's got nothing to do with the individual kohen. If for the tzibur it's called birchas avoida, then the kohen can go up. V'kevon shalahen, for the Americans, ika avoida, yochol hakohen lisa es kapov. So therefore the kohen can go up despite the fact that for him personally this would say is not a birchas avoida.
And the same, If somebody duchen, and then you go to another, you pass by a minion that doesn't have a kohen, you could be
even if they have a kohen, you're allowed to do it again.
So that's not your vote. It's the same. I mean, same halacha. That's not your vote. You already fulfill your.
Okay, but at least order. The concept is there for on a regular Tuesday morning. This avoida is based on the korban tamid, So the Kavri Tamid is applicable to me, even though I already davened once. But here, this carbon, this avoda doesn't exist for him at all.
So what's the source of, there's no avoda nowadays in second day yontif and chutzarts?
I know, but the bracha of avoda corresponds to the carbon for which you're davening.
Even though it was never actually given. I mean my point is...
Not on that day? Correct. That's a very good point. That's an excellent question. That even if you want to say that you're observing 2 days Yontif because you observe 2 days in America, the question should be on us.
Why are we doing it?
How are we doing Birchas Kahanim on the second day of Yontif? It can't correspond to what took place in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only 1 day Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash. The only reason why they observed 2 days is because they didn't know. Today we do know. Right. And it's only a minute.
But not
everything is linked to the fact that you have avoda.
But the baseline is Birchas Kahanim. The baseline is davening every day. We just happen to be attracted to Yontif.
No, he's talking about Musaf.
Why daven Musaf then?
What?
Why daven Musaf? Yeah,
that's the question that he's really asking.
Right, okay.
Why should you daven Musaf? That's a very good question.
You've talked in the past that the Chabad made a carbon copy.
Correct.
How are they allowed to add this carbon copy?
That's a very good question. If you operate with this diuk, that there is a correlation between what's happening and the carbon and the base, it's a very good question. Write it up. V'gami b'shvil zeh sh'neimo sh'ein avoyda b'musaf diyantav sh'eini l'koyim b'aretz Yisrael ha'yishayech k'she'ein lehem koyim mi'chutz la'aretz. So if the Americans there don't have a kayin, so at least what he could do, he can duchen during shachris. But I'm not 100% sure if it's sarach iyun bazeh as to whether or not he can duchen by musaf or not. Not sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, once we're on He'arot, take a look at page number 1 now. So, the Ritva and Tosfos and many Rishonim raise the same question that we asked by Avelus and threshed it through pretty well. And now they apply that to Menuda as well. The Gemara had asked the question as to whether a menuda, somebody was put into cheirim, does he observe his nidui on Yom Tov or not? Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. So Tosfos asks the question, and we'll see how. Well, look at Tosfos on Daf Yud Dal Amud Beis. So if you look at Tosfos on the top of the page, Asei D'Yachid, so Tosfos went through the whole business about the mitzvah of Simcha overriding the mitzvah of Avelus. And Tosfos discussed the whole thing, whether or not the mitzvah of Avelus is Doraisa, maybe the mitzvah of Simcha is only Midrabanan. So the Ritva is going to ask that question now in relationship to Nidui. What is the Gemara's question? If you ask a question, whether or not somebody in Cheirim should be able to observe his Nidui on Yontif, the assumption that you make is that there is a mitzvah midoraisa of Simcha, and there is a mitzvah midoraisa of what? Of Nidui. So let's see how the Ritva answers the question. Minuda mahu shiyinhog niduya berega meha ikal amishma the nidu da oraisa. From here, from the Gemara's question, you have to come to the conclusion, and we discussed this a little last week, that it must be a doraisa. The ilo, if it's not nidu oraisa, heichi osi nidu de rabbanan v'dachil rega da oraisa bekum va'aseh. How can you possibly, in a positive way, push aside your mitzvah saseh of simcha based on a din de rabbanan? The havadai kevan shenoeg in yonei nidui mamish, Ein ze sheva al tasa regel. It's not simply pushing it aside be sheva al tasa, but it's pushing it aside actively be kum vaseh. Kevon shehakosav omer v'samachta b'chagecha.
What's he doing actively? The person in the other way. It's not. What's he doing actively?
Okay, so he'll talk about that. What exactly is Anidui not doing that? He'll ask that question. He'll get to that. Ukidamrinu leil gabe avelus. V'yesh loimar demida oraisa. Kevon shesamach b'achilas basar ukayotze be. Ein haregel mischalel. If a guy eats what? Meat, he's fulfilled the mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha. So, what's the problem about observing nidui? Just tell him to do what? Eat some meat, and that's it. What's the problem? Hilkach, afilu ki heva midrabanan, even if nidui is only midrabanan, ika lemeimar, dinohegle, that he would go ahead and observe his nidui. The achmer bo rabbanon tfei, the rabbanon were makpid, the ha'amidu bo divrayim. And they were makpid to what? To perhaps insist that their takanot have strength. What's going to happen to the mitzvah of simcha? That's very simple. The Gemara is asking that there is a very simple way to have a simcha. Just eat some meat. And that's not in conflict with nidui. You would have that. You would have that. Right. Fine. That's one approach. The Gemara's question is based on that knowledge that simcha is d'oraisa, nidui is only the rabbanan, yet it should override, because it's not really override. The weakness with the Ritva is, if that's what's running through the Gemara's mind, and the person who is in cheren is allowed to eat meat, what's the havamina? What's the havamina that it's not going to be observed during Yom Tov? What's the havamina?
They're compatible.
But they are compatible. So it's a little difficult to assume that simply by eating meat, a person will already fulfill the entirety of the mitzvah of simcha, because if that were the case, there is no conflict between observing cherem and observing yontif. So the Gemara's whole kasha, minuda mahu shereg, if that's the side to give, the Gemara should resolve it, and that would be the end of the discussion. It's actually very, very difficult.
You can't eat meat during avelus?
That was my next question. If the Ritva is correct, then if that's all it is then you could have had avelus on Yontif too. Because an onan is not permitted to eat meat during aninus. But once the burial takes place, basar and yayin are permissible, so he can eat meat and drink wine. So what's the Gemara's kasha? And we came to the conclusion that avelus is not observed. If yontif comes and if the avelus started, it terminates it completely. And even if the person dies in the middle of yontif, we observe the avelus after. Why? Why can't you start observing it right now? After all, I'll eat as much meat as you want me to eat meat. So apparently, the Gemara's thrust is that simcha is not necessarily just the physical mechanics, but as the Rav always said, it's a kiyum shebelev. You have to have an internal feeling that I am happy, I am delighted, I am joyful. And that's incommensurate with avelus, perhaps incommensurate with nidui as well, because if you can't talk to anybody, you can't be in a very happy mood. It can't be in a happy mood.
Is this basar, yeah. Is this basar kachim or all basar?
That's what Tosfos said. If you remember, Tosfos said on a d'oraisa level, it's only kachim. On a d'rabbanan level, it's regular meat.
So kind of avil every basar kachim?
Yes. He's not supposed to be mishaleach his karbanos during Yant. We'll learn that a little later. An avil doesn't send his his karbanos, but he's allowed to eat kachim, yeah, and own it. And again, lo achalti b'meni, lo nasati l'meni l'meis is by aninus.
So when we say now aninus can't eat meat, now today can't eat any meat?
Any meat, yes, that's correct. Yeah. Yeah, I told two of them who went to Eretz Yisrael today, you're getting on the plane, you're going to go on Alal on a flight to the burial for Mrs. Bruckheimer. Don't remember, tell them, order a vegetarian meal. Don't eat meat. Yeah. Yeah. That's point number one, which the Ritva makes. Then, if you go to... Yeah, okay, fine. Now we have to read the Gemara. So we are up to, on the Yudal and Beis, about 9 lines from the top. We actually skipped a couple of lines. I want to start again, Omar Abai, about 10-12 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara is trying to resolve whether Menuda observes his nidui on Yom Tov or not. Omar Abaye, Toshma, Umenuda Shehitiru lo Chachamim. That is a quote from the Mishnah. So go back to the Mishnah on the Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Just to block that. And on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is talking about, or actually, look at the Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the second line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has enumerated all of those people who are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And in line 2 it says, V'hamenuda shehitiro lo chachamim. How does Abaye interpret that phrase? That the Chachamim said that no nidui should take place on Yantif. The Chachamim said that no nidui, no cherem, no excommunication shall take place on Yantif.
That's how he's interpreting that line?
That's how he's interpreting. Therefore, he's trying to prove that nidui is not observed on Yantif. And then he makes a kalachayme. That if nidui, which was in effect before Yantif, is terminated or at least suspended. We don't know about terminated, but at least suspended for what? For Yom Tov. And therefore he can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So certainly, if there is a reason for him to what? To be placed into Nidui, we're not going to place him into Nidui when? On Yom Tov or Chol HaShemoed. That's what Abayi said.
That's not how the line reads.
That's what Rava's going to say. Amarava, mi katani shehitiru chachamim. Does the Mishnah use the phrase nidui shehitiru chachamim? Any nidui which the chachamim have allowed, suspended? That's not what it says. It says shehitiru loy chachamim. In other words, everybody who is supposed to be in cherem is in Cherem on Yom Tov. But one guy deserved to have his Cherem lifted. How did he deserve to have his Cherem lifted? He said, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. That's what the Abrava says. The Ozel Upaisei Lebaldine. He went and what? Was Mephias. He appeased the person who he had wronged, and for that wrong, Bezdin put him into a cherem. So he went over and appeased him. When did he go over and appease him? On Chol HaMoed. So such a person is allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. But that doesn't indicate that in general, people who are in cherem, who are stubborn mules, and don't want to apologize for their wrong, they want to maintain their akshanut, and still go ahead and not pay taxes or don't give the get, whatever it is. Under those circumstances, they observe an anyantiv. That's what he answered. Bisharim. And therefore, that particular phrase can't prove it whatsoever. Good. Next case. Mitzora mahu shiyanhik sarato beregel. Should a mitzora observe his halachos on yontif? Now, it's a very open question. What is the status of a mitzora? First and foremost, he's tamei. He's tamei. So what happened that made him tamei on yontif? He developed on his body signs of leprosy. And whatever those signs are, you'll read Parshas Mitzora or Sazria, and it'll tell you if he has a sa'es or sapachas or baheres, certain types of skin diseases. So if it's 100% clear to the kayin that he's tamei, so he says, you're tamei. Nobody in the world can undo that tamei, tumah, only the tamei. So the Torah says he has to wait 7 days and then bring a karbon by Yom HaShmini. And there's a list of karbanos, and then he's supposed to be sprinkled with the blood of the bird. Al tenuch oizen hayamanis, val boyin ra, from grubben finger, grubben toe. He has to be sprinkled with the blood. Fine. So the Gemara can't be asking that we should suspend his sense of tumah on yontif because it's yontif. You can't tamper with tumah. The only one who can tamper with tumah is the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's only one way to rid yourself of tumah, that the signs shall heal, the skin rash should get better, and then what else? Then you bring a karbon, you follow the prescription. So if this took place on 2 days before yontif, he's going to be tameh on yontif. Okay, so there will be a whole discussion later on, should the Kayin be mitameh him within 7 days of yontif? Because after all, you can have all of the signs in the world until the Kayin says, tameh, tameh, yikra, until the Kayin proclaims you, you're not tameh, even though you have all the signs. So if a Kayin, so there could be a rule that you're not supposed to answer tum and tahara. But that's what happened. So that's no doubt that he can't, that we're not going. But there is another halacha by Mitzora. Badad yeshev michutz lamachaneh. He is obligated to sit alone outside shalosh machnos. So in the Midbar, shalosh machnos was where the Mishkan was. That was machne shechina in the Mishkan itself. Then right around the Mishkan was machne leviya. And then all of the 12 tribes that surrounded them, that was Machne Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, Machne Shechina is the Beis HaMikdash, the part of the Beis HaMikdash which Yisraelim are not allowed to go. And then the rest of the Har HaBayis is Machne Leviya, and the rest of Yerushalayim, the walled city, is Machne Yisrael. So somebody who is a Mitzora today would have to go outside of the old city in order to reside. So now if he lives on Rehov or whatever street, what's the name of a good street in the old city?
Misgavladat.
Who?
Misgavladat,
yes, good. Or right by the steps going down when you come out by the platform dedicated to Rav Gorin, Ma'alot Rav Gorin. He lives right there. That's all. Under those circumstances, he can't be there. He can't be there. Now that, maybe that's what the Gemara is asking. Should he be denied his family or not? Should he be denied? Mitzora mahu shiyanik sorato aberege. Amar Abaye, toshma. The Mishnah says, v'hanazir v'hamitzora mitumaso l'taharaso. One of the people who are allowed to take a shave on Chol HaMoed is the Nazir and the Mitzora who were being mitaher from their Tumah. In other words, they were placed into Tumah, let's say, 3 days, 4 days before Yontif. And now, first day of Chol HaMoed, they had the Simanei Tahara. They had the Sanim Tahara. So the inference, Abaye says, Habimei Tumaso Nahig. The only one who is allowed to take a shave on Chol HaMoed and perhaps enter the camp is if you've been purified from your tumah. That's what it says. V'hanazir v'hametzora. Who were nitar mitumaso. But apparently, until they were nitar, they observed their tzora'as laws on the first couple of days of Yontif. Habimei Tumaso Nahig. Answers the Gemara, no. Lo bi boyi kamar. The Mishnah is saying like a kol shekein. Lo mi boyi bimei tumaso de lo nahig. Certainly what? He doesn't what? He doesn't observe any day, any halachas of tzras on the days of what? Of his toma. He does not. He's not. Avo. Litaharaso, but on the day he comes to be mitaher, maybe he should be denied the opportunity to forego his dine naziru, his dine mitzora. Why? Nigzor shema yishe karbanosa. Let us make a gzera the reverse, that al pidin while he's still tamei, he suspends the tuma for yantiv. But if he became Tohar on first day of Chol HaMoed, we should tell him, you know what? You're going to become Tameh today. Why should we? Why are you going to have to observe your Tumah? Why? Because we're afraid if we're going to allow him to be Mitaher, what's he going to say? You know what? I'm a little too lazy to bring my Korban today. I'll bring it on last day of Yontif. And the last day of Yontif, we don't bring individual Korbanos other than what? Other than what? Other than Shalmei Simcha. You're not allowed to bring a personal korban on Yontif. Other than Shalmei Simcha. Even the Olas Ria, Beis Shammai says you should not bring on Yontif. But personal korbanos certainly cannot be brought. So on account of the fact that if he is coming to be mitaher, and now he's going to be a chacham, he says, Chol HaMoed, I want to go to ball games. So you know what? I'll bring it on the last day of Yontif. I've got nothing to do all day Yontif. But Yontif, you're not allowed to bring a what? A korban. Then when is he going to have to wait till after Yontif? So in order to make sure that he does what? That he goes through his tahara process when? When? Immediately. Therefore, in order to encourage him to do that, we're going to tell him that you're going to remain tamei until you do so. They're not going to suspend your tumah just because had you been tamei before and you are not yet ready to be mitaher, that we suspended the tumah. There we suspended it because we know you're not going to be mashiach korban. But if you were tahar under those circumstances, you might be mashiach korban. That's what he says thus far.
So what am I learning here? That a Nazir in a Metzora, even though he's Tamei, is a
that lie. Phrase should be interpreted as only who a Nazir in a Metzora are Tamei, and if they are still Tamei on Yontif, they observe their Tzoras Nihugim. What does the Mishnah say? They suspend there. They suspend it. That's what this is talking about. Mitzora, who is still Tamei, can suspend their observance of Tzoras. However, the Mishnah is talking about somebody who wants to be Mitaher. And the person who wants to be Mitaher, under those circumstances, we're going to tell him, you keep your Tzoras. Your tzaras practices.
You might have thought that.
Yeah. So the Mishnah says, no. That's what the Mishnah now says. Nazir and Mitzora haba mitumasa l'tahara. So we do not have to maintain their laws of tzaras because we're afraid they're going to delay their korban. We allow them to suspend their tzaras observance and bring their korban hopefully today, and if they don't, that's their headache. That's all.
So we're allowing them to get a haircut also?
Yes, that's what the Mishnah says.
But only at the end at the proper time, or meaning
on Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, but a nazir can only get at the end of his nazirut, right? It's part of the process.
Correct.
So is that the haircut we're talking about?
Yes.
No,
we're talking about he wants like a regular haircut.
Is a nazir, nazir's not allowed to do that.
Correct. So but whatever other dinim there are before he reaches his tahara are going to be suspended. Whatever other dinim are existing for tzara'as are going to be suspended. We know that he can't cut his hair because neither tzara'as are allowed to cut their hair until they come tahor. But other dinim will be suspended. And the hava amina was, I shouldn't suspend them because...
Only when they become tahor do I allow them to do it.
No, only when they were not becoming tameh will I suspend their laws. Because I don't have to worry about that they're going to delay their korban, they're still tameh. But if they were already scheduled to become tahor, maybe I should not suspend the other laws of tzaras based on the fact that he might delay his korban. Kamash malon the Mishnah, no. That you're allowed to suspend all of the dinim, and then he can take a haircut too. And we're not worried that he's going to do what? He's going to delay his korban.
What nazir laws are the concerning part that for simcha aspects and the redemptive aspects that are...
Drinking wine.
That's actually just the...
Yeah.
That's actually... It's not a negative...
You're right. It depends. Some say a nazir is a holy person because it says kadoshiyeh. Some say famous Rabbi Elazar Kapar. That a nazir is a chote, shetzier es atzmai minayayin. That he pained and he troubled himself, he agonized himself by prohibiting wine, and that's why he has to bring a korban chatas. V'chiper asher chata oleha. Famous drash of Rabbi Elazar.
So what aspects of nazir are you going to suspend on yantar then?
I'm not sure.
The wine aspect?
I don't know how many, maybe the wine, I don't know. Yeah.
So in the Maturah we're allowed to come into camp and be
Maturah. Ah, that's what we're going to see a Rambam. Good, we'll see exactly. Hold on. Because the question is, okay, so let him not come into camp. What does it say? You can't observe yantar out of Yerushalayim. What does it say that?
Isn't he going to be Maturah and everybody else?
That's not the reason why he's Badad Yeshev. The reason why he's Badad Yeshev is because he spoke Lashon Hara. Therefore, he has to have no social contact.
But if he is Tamei, there's ramifications to that practice in terms of Tumah Tahara, no?
Yeah, 100%. No doubt. So now take a look at page 2, which is the Tosfos HaRosh. This is the Ritva again. Lo mi bar bimei tomaso, the asi regel the dachile, pireish umegaleach b'moed. And what will he do? He will take a shave during yantav, during Chol HaMoed. Now, this is in the lo mi baye. Lo mi bar bimei tomaso, that if he was tamei before Yom Tov, and he is not yet scheduled to do what? Not scheduled to do what? To be mitayer himself. The Gemara says, of course, he will not observe his tzara'as on Yom Tov. So, what exactly is he allowed to do? He is allowed to take a shave on Chol HaMoed. Vikashim. And I have a little difficult question, asks the Ritva. Kevon de dochile, yigaleach erev haregel, kidechazin and gavi avelus. The Gemara later says that when we suspend Shiva, you are allowed to do whatever you're allowed to do. You don't have to wait till Yontav starts. You can do it already on erev Yontav. That's not the case for Shloshim. That's not the case for Shloshim. For Shloshim, which generally removes after Shloshim is over, and Yontav will be Mevatel Shloshim, somebody died 7 days before Yontav, and they observed a full Shiva. Now comes Yontav. Yontav terminates the Shloshim. In order to take a haircut, you have to wait till Chol HaMoed. You can't do so on Erev Yontav. However, when you terminate the Shiva, so whatever you're observing in Nihugei Shiva, you don't have to wait until after Shkiyas HaChama. You can already do a little before to prepare for Yom Tov. So if we're going to allow a mitzora to take a haircut, bimei tumaso. In other words, he's not being mitaher. And that's the lomi boy. Certainly he's not going to observe his what? His tzaras on Yom Tov. So you get to, so the Mishnah says he's allowed to take a haircut on a Chol HaMoed. Well, why does he have to wait to Chol HaMoed? Why can't he take a haircut Erev Yom Tov already? That's the Ritva's question. V'yesh loimar, de'en achanami. In theory, once this mitzora knows that he's allowed to what? Take a shave on Chol HaMoed, he is allowed to shave Erev Yom Tov. Kevon she'ein lo heta ela beregel b'chud, he could. V'hu tarud, since it's what? He's very busy on Erev Yom Tov, he tiruhu b'moed legaleach to onusu. Halav hachiyasu. Under normal circumstances, I would never have allowed him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. When would have I told this mitzora to take a haircut? I mean a shave. I want to say shave, because the Gemara is going to talk about tisporet in 5 minutes. So I want to keep it to the shave. When are we allowing this person who is a mitzora to take a shave? We're allowing him to take it even though his tumah is continuing. Because that's one of the nihugim of a tzaras that we will suspend during Yom Tov. Well, if we're going to suspend it during Yom Tov, he should already allow to do it when? Yeah. On Erev Yom Tov. Answers the Ritva, we have Rachmanus on him. Because on Erev Yom Tov, he's probably got a lot of things to do. And since he has a lot of things to do, we will now allow him to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. V'afilu l'man d'omar b'mitzora v'nazir she'omru megalchen afilu hoye lehem p'nai k'dei shelo yishu korban oseyen. That even mitzora, who say you can take a haircut even though you had plenty of time on Erev Yom Tov, so that you will not delay your karbanos, the hacha shehu megalech bimei tumaso lo shayach hatama. Not sure exactly what that is. I have to see the Gemara. I was a little lazy. I didn't look up the Gemara on Yudzayin Amud Beis. Okay, that's enough for the Ritva. However, Tosis Rush quotes a Ravi on page number 3. Quotes a Ravi. Lo mi baye bimei tumaso de lo nahi. Abaye said, there is no doubt in my mind that as if this mitzora is not going to purify himself, because he's still Tameh, that during the days of Yom Tov, he does not observe his Nihugei Tzaraas. Peirush Haravid, V'ahahu afilu me'erev haregel mutter ke'ovel shemegaleach erev haregel. Such a person is allowed to what? To take a haircut, a shave, on Erev Yom Tov. V'im lo gilach, if he did not shave on Erev Yom Tov, osur legaleach beregel delav onesu. You can't use as an excuse that he have a lot of shopping to do on Erev Yom Tov. Don't use that as an excuse. Once the Chachamim have granted you a heter to suspend your nihugei tzaras on Yom Tov, despite the fact that you are Tameh, you have to take a shave lechvod Yom Tov on Erev Yom Tov. And you cannot take it on Chol HaMoed. Because the only excuse which the Ritva said was that you can take it on Yom Tov is because you are busy on Erev Yom Tov. I don't believe in this busy. You have an opportunity, therefore you can only shave on Erev Yom Tov, but not on Chol HaMoed. So there is a machloikes between the Ravid and the Ritva, whether or not somebody who is still Tameh, who will resume full Tumah and full Tzaraas practices after Yom Tov, it's being suspended for Yom Tov. What exactly is being suspended? Don't quite know. We'll see a Rambam in a second. Under those circumstances, there's a machloikis whether he has to take the haircut on Erev Yontif, the shave on Erev Yontif, or can he take it on Chol HaMoed. The Ritva says he can take it on Chol HaMoed, and we credit him with extenuating circumstances on Erev Yontif because he's very busy, and therefore he can do it. The Ravid says, don't get busy on Erev Yontif, take your haircut on Erev Yontif, do not take it on, excuse me, take your haircut on Erev Yontif, do not take it on Chol HaMoed.
What's the Ravid say about an Avel? Same thing?
Well, he uses the words an Avel, even though we paskin against the Ravid, and he is not supposed to take a shave, like I just said, he has to wait until Yontif, so he has to take it on Chol HaMoed, because he can't take it Erev Yontif, we paskin against him. Now, take a look at a Rambam on page number 5, and we will see a practical consequence of suspending his Tzara'as, even though he is still Tameh. Says the Rambam, this is Perek Gimel of Hilchos Bias Mikdash Halacha Ches. HaTameh HaMeshulach MeHarabayis, a Tomei who is sent from the Harabayis, im nichnas over below taser. Anybody, such as, I'll give you an example. Why somebody who's Tomei Meis is not sent out from the Harabayis? That's why we can go on the Harabayis. Because a Tomei Meis is not prohibited to go on the Harabayis. He's only not permitted to go into the Machne Shechina. But on Harabayis he's allowed to, until he can't go into the Mikdash. But somebody who is designated as, such as a Zav is not allowed to go on the Harabayis. If he enters over below Sasa, he violates a law. Shine Emar, the Yatza Michutz Lamachne, Zemachne Shechina. The Lo Yavo El Tocha Machane, Zemachne Leviya. The chain mitzora shenichnas Yerushalayim, a mitzora, as we said, is sent out of all three machanot. That means, in today's times, he's sent out of Yerushalayim. He gets malchus, but a mitzora is also asur to go into all batei orechoma, all cities that are enclosed with a wall. All cities, so he can't go to Yericho. A Mitzorah is not allowed to enter into Yericho. A Mitzorah is not allowed to enter into Tveria. Tveria had probably had a wall around it. And Aval im nichnas l'shar ha'arim ha'mukafas choma, afal pi she'eno rasho'i, l'fi she'ne'emar badad yeshev, eino lokeh. He doesn't get malchus. So there are some who believe that herein, according to the Rambam, is the practical difference by suspending his tzara'as. Namely, to allow you to go into Yerushalayim, we're not going to, because there's a lav and you get malchus to enter Yerushalayim. So a mitzora we will never suspend, if he is still tamei, and we're just suspending something for Yom Tov, to have a more pleasurable Yom Tov, we're not going to allow him to Yerushalayim. But if he wants to go to Yericho, under those circumstances, that would be just fine. Because it's only an aseh. Badad yeshev michutz lamachaneh. That's not a lav. And then the mitzvos of simchas yantiv can push away that aseh. No problem. And I don't have to worry about a lav. So some say that that would be the difference, the practical application according to Shita Saramba. That a mitzora who is still tamei, and we are suspending his tzara'as laws. One of the laws is that he's not permitted to be in any but in Orei Choma, any city that's surrounded by a wall. If, however, it's Yantiv, he can enter Yericho, can enter any such walled city, but the only place he has to stay out of is Yerushalayim, because that's covered by a lav as well. A lav as well.
Rambam calls you Yerushalayim Mikdash, right?
Yes, that's correct. But it's still not... A Tomei Meis doesn't have to leave the city, even though it has a status of Mikdash. The Rambam acknowledges the gradations in relationship to Tumah. Otherwise, every person today would have to be out of the old city. That's what would have to happen. There's no Efer Chatos. All right. Stop here. Continue next to Bach.